You're listening to Own Your Creativity with self-leadership coach Elizabeth Johnston. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Empower Your Path, 30 Days of Self-Leadership, Day 7. I'm Elizabeth Johnston, your host and your guide on this journey, and I'm super excited to share with you today's prompt. And actually, today's prompt is based on a poem. It is actually a poem. And I chose a poem for today because, you know, personal development isn't just about mind power and about brain power and using your mind to change the direction of your life. Because you are not just a mind, you are also a body. And there is this partnership that you have with your body and your heart, and art in all forms, including poetry, has this remarkable ability to connect our mind and our heart. And on this journey of self-leadership, this is what you want. You want to connect your mind and your body and your heart and your spirit and your soul, connect them all so that you're all working towards one goal and that no one is left out, right? Because if you are just trying to fix things with your mind, there are things that are going to be showing up in your life, in your body, that are going to maybe make that challenging. So this is why it's so important to, you know, work the inside and the outside at the same time. And art is a wonderful way of just cutting through all the noise and connecting you to your body. Yes, it's a cerebral thing too, but art has such a powerful ability to shake us up from the core and really point us in the direction of what's important for us. So today I'm going to share with you a poem by Pablo Neruda. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of him, but if not, definitely Google him. He's an amazing poet. Hey, Own Your Creativity family. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you what you thought about an idea I have. What do you think about an in-person podcast episode? It would be a live event with guest panelists. We'd record the podcast episode on site, and you get to meet the guests as well as network with each other. These in-person events would take place in the area of Montreal and the South Shore initially, and who knows, maybe we'd have more farther afield in the future. Does that sound like fun? Would you come to a live in-person podcast event? So let me know by sending me a voicemail at bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, one word. And on this page, you simply click on the button that says start recording and leave your message. And if you have suggestions for shows, guests on the show, let me know that too. I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So that's bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, to signal by voicemail your interest in a live in-person podcast event of Own Your Creativity. Now, let's get back to the episode. The poem I chose today was You Start Dying Slowly. You start dying slowly if you do not travel, if you do not read, if you do not listen to the sounds of life, if you do not appreciate yourself. You start dying slowly when you kill your self-esteem, when you do not let others help you. You start dying slowly if you become a slave to your habits, walking every day on the same paths, If you do not change your routine, if you do not wear different colors, or you do not speak to those you don't know. You start dying slowly if you avoid feeling passion and their turbulent emotions, those which make your eyes glisten and your heart beat fast. You start dying slowly if you do not change your life when you are not satisfied with your job or with your love. If you do not risk what is safe for the uncertain. If you do not go after a dream. If you do not allow yourself at least once in your lifetime to run away from sensible advice. So that was "By Slowly" by Pablo Neruda. And basically the idea here is to, in your journal, make connections between how this poem is landing, what it inspires in you, what it makes you think about. And when you're doing this, when you're engaging in art like poetry, it actually helps to raise your vibration, like I was saying yesterday in day six. So it lifts you up, you know, out of that day-to-day routine and puts a spotlight on seeing what you missed in your rush to get things done. So that's for today's day seven, Empower Your Path, 30 Days of Self-Leadership. And if you haven't joined already, you just go to bit.ly/self-leadership2024. And it's free to join. When you join, you'll be eligible for the prizes. And anyone who comments on at least 21 of the posts that are going to be shared in the month of April will be eligible for the prizes. And there's a different prize when you get all 30 of them. And even though it's day seven, there's still time to catch up. When you sign up, you'll get an email with instructions on how to find the previous posts, and then you can go through those and then post your daily comment. And like I've said previously, you don't need to bare your soul or do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable on the daily threads, whether it's on my Facebook profile or on my profile in LinkedIn. You know, just posting your aha moment, what you liked best about today's prompts or affirmation or quotes or whatever the content is. And just sharing things in a way that helps you uplift your vibration and will uplift other people's vibration when they read your comment. Okay. So that is it for today. Thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to seeing you on the path of our 30 days of self-leadership. Take care, everyone.